This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1.
And welcome to episode 238 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 11th of May, 2013. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Your hosts today are Brad, Andrew, Steve, Glenn, and myself, Jody. And for our guests, we have the amazing Matt and Marie, and also Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. How are you, Brad?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, great. How's it going?
Going pretty well, mate. We've got Andrew on. Hey, Andrew. Welcome, mate.
How are you, Brad? How are you, Jody?
Good. Hello. How are you, Steve? Just doing it all in one. Hello.
Oh, good.
And we've got Nat and Marie. Hello, Nat and Marie. Welcome back.
Hey!
That was great.
We should do it with more enthusiasm, Nat. Okay, let's do it again. Take two. One, two.
Hey!
Oh, yay!
That's fantastic.
In stereo.
In stereo, yes. We've got Steve, we've got Glenn on. Hey, Glenn, welcome, mate.
Hey, Brad, yeah, thanks for having us.
And you're from the podcast Aussie Tech Heads, mate.
That's right. Live every Thursday night.
All right, good to have you on. We're going to talk about that very soon. Andrew, we've got some news.
Yes, we sure do, Brad. I will run through some news stories of the week. You'll have to bear with me a little bit. I'm still getting over a cold, but we'll give it a shot.
Who's going to do the news? Was it you or Jody? I can't remember.
I'm happy to do the news. I've got some notes, but have you got notes there, Jody? Or
I have the notes, but I'd love for you to do the news, Andrew.
Okay.
Do the news, and we can talk about
it. Good pass.
Okay. The HTC First, also known as the Facebook Phone, was unofficially declared an absolute disaster after AT&T dropped its price from $99 through to 99 cents on Wednesday. While the company went on to say that it was only a short-term price drop, you surely can't discount 99% just because you want to be nice to your customers. This perhaps goes to prove that while Facebook Home is popular and apparently quite a robust platform, it's probably not for everybody just yet. Perhaps people aren't quite ready to hand over their phone to Facebook, just their lives. So go figure with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new mobile game in town, and it doesn't have incredible graphics. In fact, it's just made up of dots. The Dots game is supported by a number of leading big-name Californian investors, and it's been smashing download numbers on the app stores since it was released almost 2 weeks ago. It's a minimalistic approach to gaming, centered mainly around the addictive nature in people, obviously, and each game actually only goes for 60 seconds, which is probably a good thing because we're pretty impatient these days, so I think people are sort of wandering off to do other things afterwards pretty quickly. Let's hope my newsfeed doesn't start filling up with people asking how to get past 100 and level 110 of Candy Crush, Dots. So let's just hope that one's not something we're looking forward to in the near future.
Okay.
And we have discussed the topic of guns and 3D printing on the show before, and it looks like it's come up again during the week. In fact, it probably hasn't gone away anytime soon. It probably isn't going to.
Interesting.
Senator Leyland Lee has plans to introduce legislation to ban 3D printed guns technology in California in order to ensure that it is not used for the wrong purpose with potentially deadly consequences, and I quote. Well, I like his thinking. Good luck with policing that ban. I think there's going to be a lot of problems around it, and I don't know exactly where that's going to go, but it's something that's going to stay in the light until we get a solution, if we can get one at all.
Mm.
During the week, Windows 8 is to be redesigned by Microsoft as PC Summit's PC sales have absolutely plummeted. The biggest expectation is that the update will revive the start button familiar to Windows users for nearly 17 years before its removal in the Windows 8 platform. When Microsoft boss Steve Ballmer first revealed that his software for the touchscreen world in February in 2012, he said he was betting the company on it. Quote, "Well, Steve, I wouldn't bet the users on it because they all want the start buttons back, and that includes myself." So it shall be interesting to see how we go. I mean, I'm still using Windows 7 on my laptop, but I have absolutely no plans to move to Windows 8, particularly if they've got rid of that start button.
Mm. Yeah,
during the week, Sir. Sorry, Brad.
Oh, yeah, I agree about that Windows 8 story.
Mm. Mm. During the week, Sir Alex Ferguson retired from Menu, and it's proven quite a talking point on Twitter. The United manager's decision to retire led to 1.4 million mentions in the first hour, more than that of the death of Margaret Thatcher in the UK, but less than that of the announcement of the new Pope. Feels like Sir Alex has probably been around Menu for as long as Menu's existed for some people, so it's going to be really interesting to see how discussion continues around putting a new head boss into the Menu and what chapter that does for Twitter as well. And in Australia, our own home background, a technical glitch has embarrassed Australia's national broadband network as it lifted off in Sydney this week. To showcase the federal government's NBN, author Andy Griffith spoke from Melbourne to Western Sydney School over the NBN. Halfway through his discussion, the connection cut out, and obviously there was just nothing. There was obviously a technical glitch there, says Communications Minister Stephen Conroy. He went on to blame the Optus network for the glitch, as you do, and said that they ended up getting it in order in the end, and they were able to conclude the conversation. But obviously, at that point, news of the negative effect had already passed quickly through media.
Wow.
And finally, for something a little different, Buzz Aldrin says that the US must colonize Mars with a permanent human presence by 2030 to 2040. Aldrin, who was the second man to walk on the moon, says that his country must lead the way toward building a permanent settlement on Mars and that it is now within our reach from a technological perspective. His call for US leadership in the space race to Mars largely lines up with plans set forth by NASA and President Barack Obama's administration to send the first people there in the 2030s. So that's really scary, isn't it, that in our lifetime we may actually see that happen.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That is the news for the week, guys.
Good news, Andrew, as always. Appreciate doing the news. Glenn, do you have any views on them stories at all?
Which one? I didn't think Mars, we won't be able to live outside. I think we got to live inside, haven't we? It's a bit too cold or something like that.
We've got to do that whole buff time thing. Like, what's that?
I heard a story a while ago that they reckon, you know, start building a few really big electricity factories or something, pump that carbon dioxide into the Martian atmosphere and heat it up.
Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Wait, isn't this where we're talking about Total Recall? Remember Total Recall?
Yeah, exactly.
If that is foreshadowing our future on Mars, perhaps we should rethink.
But we make it women with three boobs out of it, so balance.
Oh my god, I know, the only part I remember from that movie.
I'm sorry. I think women with three boobs will be really strange in real life, but entertaining in fantasy. Perhaps it's just me.
But, also, go ahead, what's Glenn. With the start button? I've got Windows 8. I think it's... I don't want it back.
I don't have Windows anymore. I'm on the Mac now, so I don't need to worry about that. Mac.
Well, you don't have a start button.
No, I don't. That's I like the Mac. It's better. I like the Mac. It's great.
I did miss it when I first went over to Windows 8, but still got a start button. It's just the whole screen. So, okay. I don't mind it. I don't really miss it that much. It's stable. It's good.
All right. Steve, any new views in them stories?
Oh, geez. There's quite a few that I've been wanting to talk about. Interesting. Well, I know we talked about the 3D printed guns before. Actually, I found some other interesting information on that. But supposedly, depending on state and federal law, that supposedly it's only when if you make these 3D guns is really when you transfer or sell it to somebody else. Supposedly, you're allowed to actually make it if you plan on keeping it for yourself. But I don't know. That's some of the information that I pulled out from the web.
Okay. Jody, any views?
You know, yeah, actually, the whole thing about 3D printed guns being outlawed, I guess the thing that strikes me is, like, how would you enforce that? If you can print a gun or you could print anything, how would you enforce and make that illegal? It's kind of like telling people, unless you have some kind of a device that's going to cut off cell phones every time you get in the car, you can tell people from now to eternity, don't talk on your cell phone when you're driving, or don't text and drive, and they're still going to do it. So, you know, it's like, you know, when you get in a car, now you have to have passive restraints, you have seatbelts. You know, people find their way around that, and they hook the seatbelt without getting in the, you know, and then they get in the car and sit on top of it. You know, it's just, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. If you can print it, you can print it.
Yeah, but to print it, you need the blueprint, and that's what I think they've got to make illegal, outlaw that. Even though there's 100,000 already downloaded, apparently the state has asked them to pull it down off his website. And
surely they can't do that. I mean, the internet is such a vehicle that as soon as you take it down, somebody puts it up, and a million people download it in 1 hour, and then it gets taken down, and then someone else puts it up, and it gets passed around at swap meets.
That's right. It's too late. It's out there.
Mm. Yeah, and I think we should outlaw putting up ideas on how to build weapons out of pots and pans and nails and BBs. You know, who would have thought that somebody would create a device that they exploded at the Boston Marathon? I mean, there's just so many things that are out there. I don't know. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
All right.
But I'm one of the earliest, you know, documents that was shared online. I mean, going back to like the 90s was the Anarchist Cookbook. I remember when I first got the internet and I heard about this thing and I went on this hunt to go and find out, because that was the way you found out how to make, you know, bombs and all sorts of, and it was just like this crazy thing. You wanted to see how it worked. But yeah, people want to get illegal things online all the time and do bad stuff.
Crazy.
You reckon he would have been a bit nervous doing that, firing that first shot? You know, is it going to fire the right way, or is it going to come back at me?
Explode.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
Is it going to melt?
If it did explode in his face, it could have been a great viral video.
Well, that's right. There's a kid up here last night apparently packing some sort of explosion powders into a golf ball and blew his hands off.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's what happens when you play into this stuff.
Last time he'll do that.
Yeah, he's got no hands left, so yeah.
That's right, he's in hospital.
Wow.
Oh, God.
That's crazy. So, Nat and Marie, do you have any views on them stories?
Let's talk about Dots. Dots is ridiculously addicting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You downloaded this game?
We both ended up downloading it, yeah.
I love Candy Crush. I'm hooked on that game.
So good.
I haven't actually downloaded it. I've read it everywhere, and I'm actually scared to download it. But I'm scared to. Like, I don't have time to play with Dots.
What's the crazy game? Brad, what's the crazy game you're playing now?
Candy Crush?
Okay.
Candy Crush, I had to stop playing because when I got to a certain point, I couldn't get any further without purchasing more moves or paying more money. And I found that I spent $5 in a matter of 4 minutes because I was getting so frustrated. I had to take it off my phone.
Okay.
I had to wipe it off entirely.
Well, yeah. And you don't play any games on your phone, do you?
No, I don't. How boring. Look, I play poker sometimes. Wow. You can tell my age. I play poker on
so
my phone.
So you gamble it, mate. That's not good.
I feel bad. I got that too now.
Don't gamble's bad. Steve, do you play any games?
Yeah, actually, I've got two. I've got poker and Sneezies.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I know. It's...
You play them on the phone, mate?
Yeah, here, I can even show you real quick here. Okay. We got the video version coming up here.
And the Dots, what's his game called? Dots, is it?
Dots. That's it. Search it in the App Store. Dots. It's free, and I'm playing it right now. It's such a mindless game. When you get it, you can. As I said, I have it going because I have nervous energy, so I'm just playing it as I'm chatting with you guys right now. It's ridiculous. The other game that I've been playing quite a bit lately also is Candy Box, the ASCII game that you can have in your web browser. Ridiculously fun. So if you like RPGs and you want to just have the novelty of having it playing in the background on your computer, by all means, check out Candy Box. It was developed by a French university student, and that was like the game that was popping up in my feed for days.
Wow.
That seems all right. I downloaded it before the show. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I love Candy Crush. It's a great game. Yeah, you should play it. It's really cool, fun.
Is that some the? I don't know what that game is. There's one my wife plays. The coloured balls drop down. You've got to get the coloured balls in a row or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this one's Candy Crush. You can play
it. It's not that one. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not
play
a gamer.
It on, you can play it on Facebook and stuff. And
oh, okay.
And you it's 12:30.
And you get a request.
What? It is.
What just happened?
Okay.
Like a voice of God.
Somebody's phone must... Whose phone says it's 12:30?
Okay, Andrew, let's move on. Let's speak to Glenn about his podcast.
It's probably the producer, like, we need to move on. We need to go on.
It's like it gets angry soon. It's 12:35.
Yeah, blackboard.
Exactly. Okay, so Glenn, Aussie Tech Heads, we rebroadcast through your platform. Give us a bit of an update, a bit of a chat about what Aussie Tech Heads are and what you guys do and what you're up to.
Yeah, so just an Aussie tech news type of podcast. Go for about an hour each week. Stream out live Thursday nights from about 7:30 Eastern. We just go through the week's stories. There's normally three of us online, maybe four sometimes, and pick out stories that interest us and hopefully they interest you guys as well. And, yeah, just have a bit of a bang on about them. We've started to do a few interviews, which is good. We do reviews and, been going since 2006. So it's been a long time.
Wow. That is a long time. That is very cool. What sort of equipment do you use, Glenn, for your recording and that sort of thing?
I've just got a mixer, a little 8-channel mixer, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Brand is probably nothing special, just it's an Alto if anyone's interested.
Right.
Everything goes into the mixer. I've got a mic. What am I using these days? It's a Audio Technica mic, which is really good. I was using wireless mics, but batteries kept going flat through the show, so I got sick of those.
Yep.
And moved to a wide one because I never moved from the desk anyway. So the wide mic, so that's good. All XLR gives us a good audio connection, good audio, nice and clear. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this is coming out good.
It is very clear.
We do the video, record the video as well through the PC VidBlaster and audio recording through a Mac. With GarageBand.
All right, well, I use Audacity on my Mac, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, yes. I tried Audacity years ago on the Mac without much success, actually. But obviously they've improved now because I'm talking years ago. And, I bought the Mac for GarageBand. That's why I wanted the Mac, just because it was a nice, stable platform to do the recording, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, you also do web hosting as well.
Web hosting, yeah. That's at aussietechheads.com.au/hosting. Yeah, so for it's reseller hosting, so it's affordable and it's on Australian servers housed in Sydney. So they're pretty snappy, if you live in Australia.
Yep.
Good affordable plans. Yeah, go and grab a plan and help support the show.
Yeah, definitely. How many hosts do you have on each week?
There's the normal ones or the main ones.
Oh, main ones. All of them altogether. You have there's.
So Will, myself, Shane, and Eric's been coming in and out lately.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just pushing along, Garth comes in, does the iOS reviews, trying to keep up speed with Facebook, putting free apps of the day up on Facebook.
Cool.
Per day. And normally that you pay for, and they've gone free, so we'll search for those. What else have we got going on? Oh, there's a radio, that's right. On the radio as well,
cool.
Shoutcast.
Cool. Oh, well, that's way
which
cool.
Which is, I made up a domain, make it easier for everyone. It's aussietechradio.com.
So people can actually hear this now if it's pre-recorded.
Yeah, it goes into like all the shows. We've got a few shows, a couple of shows from New Zealand and Geeksphere TV and Boys of Tech, I think. There's you guys, there's us, our show, and I think there's Ozdroid, and there's a couple of other little bits and pieces that sort of pop into the show lineup, and they just go around 24/7, depends where you come in at. You'll get what's playing at that time.
Oh, good one. All right. Steve, any questions for Glenn?
Let me see. You said he was on the radio?
Yeah, radio. Yeah, he plays it on the stream.
It's a shoutcast stream.
Shoutcast? Okay.
Yeah, so you can jump on your phone or whatever, download a shoutcast app and search for Aussie Tech Heads and you'll just grab the stream. You can do it off the website as well or whatever. There's instructions there. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, so you're streaming. Okay, that's good.
So Aussie Tech Heads is starting to like a network. Is that correct, Glenn? Sort of?
Yeah, well, that's what the what we're trying to do, I suppose. Yeah, just to grow it.
Yeah, I agree. I reckon you should do that. Make it into a network. It's really good.
Yeah, so we want, because there's not enough Australian shows. You know?
I agree.
Apart from yours and I think Ausdroid, like, I'm really struggling to find any other tech shows going around. Although there's a couple of, I think there's a couple in Sydney or Melbourne, but like amateur ones, you know, not professional ones that are rebroadcast from recordings from radio.
Right.
I mean amateur ones. So if anyone's got one out there that the show they want to put on, just give me a bell and I'll tell you how to get the show to me and we'll bung it in the stream for sure.
Definitely, definitely. All right, Techo, you had a great podcast, but he stopped doing it though.
Yeah, who was that?
Jason Cartwright. He had a great
podcast.
Yeah,
I keep looking at his every now and then to hoping that there's more coming out, but I think his last one was November, so hopefully. Yeah. But I think he was doing the videos, so he was a lot of work in videos.
I agree. That's why I don't do video. It's too much work.
Yeah, he was doing top-notch, like a top-notch video podcast, and that would have been a lot of work, editing-wise and so forth. Yeah, he was doing good work, but very time-consuming.
Definitely. All right, Jane, any questions?
Yeah, I just wonder what your plans are for the future. Like, do you have any changes or enhancements or things that you want to do?
Probably get a bit more professional, I'd say. That's probably a good enhancement. I think just to grow, maybe like we started integrating like Facebook a lot more, you know, talking about that. That's obviously a good way to grow your audience. We just want to just grow numbers, just get our message out there, you know, that tech's good and it's Australian tech show, you know, just that sort of stuff. I suppose it'd be good at some stage if you could break even somehow, you know, like all the costs at the moment just are borne by myself. So it'd be good to break even at one stage in its.
That's always good.
Yeah, I
yeah,
agree.
That's right.
Yeah, it does. Right. So where do you host your podcasting that, Glenn? Where do you post it? Like, what, do you use any services at all?
Yeah, so all the podcasts get uploaded to archive.org, which is a free service.
Okay.
And so it's just, yeah, it's a great little place to look. I donate to it once a year. They ask for donations, and I think it's done me good. So I donate to it, and yeah, it's just free. There's a lot of content on there. You can upload it, you don't pay for any bandwidth. They've got it all covered. Yeah, it's just a great place. I know. I started in the early years, back in 2006. You know, it was, where did you host all your podcast stuff? You know, that was, no one was doing it. Where does it all go? And I tried a few places, you know, just on like a shared hosting, like what we got running here, but that didn't work because downloads had cut out because you were taking up too much server time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'd have to pay, you know, $10, $20 a month to host it on some of the other servers that were built for podcast hosting. But, you know, that's $20 a month that, you know, you don't have and you're not getting back. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so along came archive.org. So, yeah, great.
All right, I'll check that out. Natalie Marie, do you have any questions for Glenn?
Not me, Nat.
No,
he just sounds like. I just think it's wonderful. Nat. I won't interrupt you. Go.
No,
you
I
speak.
Was gonna say. I love the fact that you've created a network of podcasts. Like, you just created your own network. I just think that's so awesome, and it's definitely something that you know, we've kind of discussed here in the Toronto community as well. The idea of kind of banding together and maybe creating a, you know, a power in numbers. You know what I mean? Like creating a network where we have similar types of interests, similar shows, and creating, you know, 24/7 content that's, you know, purely unique on the web that people can enjoy. So I imagine it must have taken a lot of work to put what you have together so far, but I think that's awesome.
Years. Yeah, that's only part-time sort of work, you know, like depends how committed you are. You know, like my inspiration is like looking at, you know, like I followed Leo Laporte. He was why I got into it. You know, when he was doing it, he was just doing every show under the sun himself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then Revision 3 popped up and it was just, oh, network, network, network. That's where it's got to go. You know, if you want your message and band as many like-minded shows together and push.
Yeah, for sure.
That's my goal as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, Andrew, any questions?
Yeah. you said, Glenn, that you've been running the show since 2006, which is fantastic. Have you been actually doing that yourself since 2006, and have the other co-hosts been involved for as long, or how many people have you sort of had involved throughout the process as sort of co-hosts?
Yeah, there's been a few. They sort of come and go as things do. I started with a mate from school, Mark, and I'm still in contact with him now, but he left after about 3 years. He started I just getting, you know, busy with life and all this sort of stuff. I started, I've done every week. Every week since 2006 through the Christmas and whatever. So, no breaks.
Good on you.
People just ring me up or email me and say, oh, listen to the show. Can I come on? And I go, why not? You know, like, why not? And so they come on and they like it and they stay and then they leave after a little while. But we've had people like Reg. We had this old guy, Reg. He used to come on every week. He was good for a laugh. He was, maybe a John Dvorak in his style of delivery, that sort of thing.
And, you need someone like that around.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's good to laugh at. Yeah, and there's different people from around Australia. At the moment, we've got Shane from Perth, Eric from Sydney, Wills from Ipswich Way, and I'm on the Goldie. So, yeah, just sort of changes around every now and then, which is good. Probably keeps the show fresh.
You always have a lot of technical problems as well, Glenn, which is always fun to watch.
Well, that is all fun to watch, isn't it?
It is.
It's not fun to go through.
No, it's not.
Brett just mentions the audio problem, but I don't know.
Don't dub in that.
I know. I'm sort of I've ironed out my problems at the moment. I think I'm pretty smooth. Will's still got a few.
Yep.
He operates with software mixes and whatever, and I think that's just too much.
He needs a mixer. He doesn't really need that, does he? Or he just needs a mic.
Well, yes, but you know, Will, he's into his tech. He loves his tech, so he wants to do the vid blaster. And I think because we do a live video as well, it gets a lot for the because I do it all from my PC. So you know, my PC is just really humming along, and the bandwidth. You know, luckily I get 2.5 up.
Yep.
And that's made it possible to stream.
Definitely. And Eric, what does he use for his audio and stuff?
Yeah, he's got some sort of good mic as well. I'm not sure what brand he's got. He's got a little, a Behringer mixer and just a Dell computer.
All right.
So nothing too much. He's got VidBlaster if need be. But his main computer, I think, is a Mac. I'm not sure what he doesn't use that for the show. It's all VidBlaster's only on the PC, so that's where that sort of stops.
All right. Well, I'm getting a message to say to move on. And Nat and Marie is on the show today, Andrew.
Yes.
They've been on before. And welcome to the show, girls.
Yay.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hola.
We're happy to be here.
Thanks for having us back.
So what's been happening since we spoke last?
Oh, my gosh. lots of big things. I mean, like for us, I mean, the biggest hits were really we had one of our favorite guests on the show most recently, George Strombolopoulos. He's a Canadian journalist, and he's making the move to CNN for 10 episodes starting, I think, in end of May, beginning
summer,
of June.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a big deal for us. We had a great interview with him, and that was awesome. So it's just always nice to meet up with different people and talk about internet culture and whatever's going on online, and just getting other people's points of view. So that's
totally
probably...
and I mean, like, related to that, we had Eric Martin, the GM of Reddit, a couple of times on our show. Like once when he was in Toronto, which was really cool. And then and again, just the idea of like talking the way you guys are, like we're talking about internet culture and just the relevant topics of the day, of the week. And it's so fascinating getting these people's perspectives based on, you know, their interests and their expertise and stuff like that. But yeah, things have been going well. So, I mean, the show's doing well. I don't know if you guys know, but we actually also recently launched a podcast. So we have an audio component to our show as well, where we do talk more about, I guess, like the topics of the week, like trending topics, whether it's topics that trended and everyone was sharing or whether it's trends that are happening related to digital culture and that kind of thing. But so that's something we've just started exploring. We literally just did, what, like two podcasts up our Marie?
Yeah, we've just done two podcasts and then one test. The test was a lot of fun, but that did not get published.
What was the test one about?
Pardon?
What was the test one about?
Oh, the test one was, all we did was we just wanted to test our equipment because we're very scrappy with how we make everything work. And I'm very proud of that. Like, I feel like that's a part of my badge of honor of, you know, being a part of the show. So we wanted to make sure that we could make our equipment work by producing the best sounding audio possible. So Tim, our director, and he's also one of the producers on the podcast, decided that he was going to make pop filters by buying a pair of nylons from the store and just breaking up some old coat hangers. So we have these very ghetto looking pop filters, but they work fantastic. I won't
so
lie.
Ghetto. It's so funny.
But it is. It's,
and so cheap.
Exactly.
Well, it's so cheap.
It is very cheap. It's good.
If you got a date after the podcast and you know, you have your nylons right there.
I know, exactly. That's it, you know? But yeah, now that it's summer, we don't need the nylons. Don't need to add on that extra. Definitely. But, you know, if we need them, they're there. Or if somebody wanted to pay a cruel prank and pretend that you're robbing somebody on the crew, you have them there to pull over your head.
Oh, my gosh. Multi-purposeful.
Wow. All right, so multi-purpose. Andrew, any questions, mate, to Nana Marie?
Yeah, actually, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead, Andrew.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's Glenn.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Sorry, Glenn. Go ahead, Glenn.
So I watched your latest video with that George, and I'm not even going to attempt his last
name. Strombolopoulos, yeah.
He has an awesome name.
Yeah, most people react that way.
Sounds a little bit like Mr. Snuffleupagus, but anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It looks like you've got a bit of a crew, like, you know, off-camera guys. Like, are they all part of your team?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Week in, week out sort of thing.
Yeah, they've been with us most of our crew has been with us since the beginning, and we have this great ability of bringing on new interns, and they just absorb and find a niche and a need on our show, and they fill it, and then we just grow organically like that. So what started up as Nat and myself in my condo has now grown to, oh gosh, Nat, how many people do we have now?
I know, it's like you and I, Matt, Rob, Tanya, Tim, James. Gwen. So like nine, and now with Reem, like 10, Steve, 11 people.
Wow, 11 people.
Yeah. That must make it easy to, I'm finding it so easy just sitting here today talking rather than having to switch and think of everything else. It must make it easy with all these guys hanging around. Yeah.
It is really helpful to take that pressure off.
Yeah. And especially, we just focus on mostly like the editorial, really the editorial side of things, like you know, figuring out the story lineup and doing the chase producing, bringing the guests on, that kind of thing. It definitely helps.
And how much time would you guys say you spend each week actually preparing for and running through and creating notes and all of that for the actual show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we like to try and time it so that the topics that we're talking about are very timely. So we produce very close to the show. So when it's chase producing, usually that could be months in advance of the show. We started chase producing for the season. Well, we started, I think, last summer. And then for actually putting the stories together, Nat and I have a standing date every Tuesday night, and we just plow through it. Quite literally, plow through it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Cool. All right. Go ahead, Glenn. Yep.
How often do the videos come out?
The videos are now once a month. So we wanted to take a step back because Nat said last night, we just want to spread out our tentacles across the web. And since our production crew is mostly on the video production side of the live show, and the editorial is it is hard to keep up. And there's a lot of other things that we have to do. It was hard for us to produce the live show every single week. So we took a step back. The live show only happens once a month now. The podcast happens weekly. The website is what I'm going to be up until the wee hours of the morning today working on, because we want to get that up and live next week so we can have more written content, which is something both Nat and I have a background in doing. So you know, what can I say?
Yeah, like it's exactly what you said. Like what you said. Like the spreading the tentacles. Like we love doing the live video, obviously, but this just allows us to split up what we talk about in different formats that different people
you know, would engage with based on what their interests are, the what, how they like to engage with content on the web and that kind of thing. And and exactly like Marie said, like doing just the video did take up a lot of time and made it very difficult to spread out in the ways that we've ambitiously decided for ourselves. So, yeah.
And it's kind of exciting.
It is. It's a new journey.
You're pushing the videos to the Daily Motion site. Is that just to there, or are you YouTubing as well?
YouTube is going to have a separate amount of content. So we're working on a series called it's still a working title, but it's the ongoing history of the internet. Yes? Mm-hmm. Our ongoing history of digital culture. We haven't decided. Like, it has like a little bit of a working title, but essentially we want to do 2-minute clips on YouTube where you go in, you see Nat and I hashing it out on one topic that illustrates internet culture. So it could be animated GIFs. Where did they come from? It could be, you know, the history of the cell phone as, you know, it could be anything really that relates back to how we interact with the internet.
It could be a specific type of show.
Or it could be Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat. Exactly. Grumpy Cat. That would be one episode. This is how it originated.
That'd be
this
cool.
And this and that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should do an episode about that. It's going to be fun.
I know, exactly. Well, I believe that we would have... And there's two sides. Grumpy Cat is actually a very interesting story if you think about it, because there's two sides to it. There's meme culture, and there's also, like, Lolcat, which, well, I mean, Lolcat was a meme, but, I mean, it wasn't necessarily in the same sort of... Like, Grumpy Cat is just its own little thing. Like, but it's two hats.
It's a real cat, though.
I'm just excited to do Techno Viking. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. Jody, any questions?
Oh, my, that.
I mean, the episode on Techno Viking, obviously.
Okay, Jody, any questions for Nat and Marie?
I don't know if I can get a word in edgewise, my God.
We talk a lot. I'm sorry.
We also apologize a lot.
No, we love your show, first of all. But I'm curious. I don't know if we actually covered. How did you guys meet each other?
Through Twitter. It was back in, it was 2009. I remember this because I know we met Marie before I went to India. So technically, I believe we met in 2009. Yeah. Through Twitter. Basically, you know, putting a tweet out. I was working at a production company at the time, and was really feeling like the industry was very, at least in the company that I was in, very, you know, male-oriented content. And at the time, I was just like, oh, I'm sick of it. Like, I want some girls. Like, are there girls that want to be, you know, scrappy and whatever and create something for ourselves in Toronto? And, you know, like, Marie was, you know, one of the main people. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm feeling this itch. Like, let's meet up. And pretty much from there, it grew. Like, we immediately clicked, and then we just brainstormed a bunch of different ideas, a bunch of different shows. We were pitching to different stations and networks at the time, and it was always a matter of, like, oh, the timing's not right, or you guys are too ethnic, or whatever the excuses were. And, you know, we realized, hey, it's the age of the web. There's no reason why we couldn't start and create something on our own. So... we met through digital social media, and that's what we talk about. So it all works quite nicely, actually. It's quite serendipitous.
It comes, you guys, full circle. You seem to meld well together. You know, you seem to have a good rapport and friendship.
Yeah, that happens. It's just like, I don't know, it's just easy. It's like whenever you meet somebody that you have the same sort of ambitions and goals, and also, the other thing that I find is really unique, where all we really want to do is put the world of the internet through, I like to think, a conversational / intelligent lens. So the conversation, we all have opinions about it, you know, in varying different ways. It's this combination of philosophies and this conversation that's around it that I think is really important. And we're not out there to try and be a digest show where we're just pumping through headlines without having conversation on it, much like you guys do. You go through your headlines, you have a conversation about it. But it's we're an important time for online, right? We're in a crucial point of where discussions about net neutrality and how the internet is impacting everything from security, with guns being able to be printed off and 3D printers, to, you know, new forms of entertainment that's challenging the way that the status quo was up until, you know, a few years ago. It's just a really fascinating time to really explore what's going on. And obviously the decisions and the conversations that we make right now is going to shape how it evolves for, you know, future generations. So in a way, it's almost like the Woodstock of the internet, right? Everyone's going out and
definitely.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll for all of us nerdies out there.
All right, Andrew, any other questions before we wrap up, mate? We're gonna,
No, it's just as Jody sort of touched on, it's just fantastic to hear your views, and it's really healthy and encouraging to have a couple of girls with some strong tech views and a great way of saying it, you know, on the air. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's nice to do it without having to resort to being like, look at our, listen to our opinions about tech, and then also look at our sweet racks. Like, it's not.
I was going to ask. A bit out of place online.
Yeah, let's not go there.
We do have them by virtue of our gender. That wasn't a choice of ours, but it's not something that we rely on in order to get the message across. And I know that there's some, oh my gosh, so the geek, you know how you have like the geek girls, like, I'm a gamer girl, I play Call of Duty, you know, and they're just so vacuous and idiotic, whereas Matt and I think are very authentic.
We're do you know who Nixel Pixel is? Have you heard of her?
No, but I'm going to look her up because she sounds pretty.
She's a geek. Do you know who she is, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, I've seen her videos.
Explain to who she is.
She's kind of like a geek. She, I don't know, talks about Linux and different things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. You know who she is, Andrew, or not?
No, I do not.
Okay, yeah, check it out. What else, Jody, do you want to say?
Oh, I think we're good, Brad.
Okay, so where can they get you on the internet, Nat and Marie?
You can hit us up at Nat and Marie on Twitter.
Nat Marie.
Yeah.
On Facebook at facebook.com/NatMarie.
You can also get us at natandmarie.com. We're anywhere, pretty much. If you look up Nat and Marie, you're going to find us, because we've been trying to scoop it up as fast as we can. Oh, there's something new that's out there? All right, Nat and Marie. No one else will get it. So we just squat on the name anywhere we possibly can. So there's a lot of Nat and Marie. But Facebook and natandmarie.com and Twitter are basically our main vices online.
Cool.
So chat with us there.
All right. Steve?
You can find me here on justin.tv/LinusCoolDude, and, of course, Twitter, which is chatterbox_live.
And me, Brad, I was on the Tech Webcast. Glenn?
Yes, at Aussie Tech Heads or aussietechheads.com.au/podcast.
All right, good stuff. Andrew?
You can get me at zafo.com/@Andrew or Facebook, Twitter, Ari from Oz.
Any news on Zafo, mate, you want to report on?
Not really. We're just working away on the app, still well and truly in development, but we are pretty happy with where we are. It's going to be pretty cool once it starts to sort of hit the market around the end of July. So keep an eye out for it. I'll let you guys know.
Did I see that advertised on a bus?
You did. We've got some bus advertising running around Australia. Ooh. So, you have seen it on buses.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we've got some buses running around the country with Zafo written on the side of them, on the back of them, a few full print-ups. So
that's cool.
Woohoo!
We've got some cool stuff coming, guys.
I didn't even know that. Where did you say that, Glenn?
I saw one running around here on the Goldie.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay. That's very cool.
Go, Zafo, go.
Very, very cool.
Zafo is on its way, people.
Shit, I didn't know that. That's fantastic. All right, Jody, where can I get you?
You can find me on Twitter as Sunswept. And find me all the other places as either Jody Rains or at webmarcom.net.
All right. Is that it, Andrew?
Yep, I'm good.
That's it. Thanks to Glenn and Nat and Marie for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And
absolutely. Had a fantastic time chatting to you guys. It's been a real show with radio. Everybody, everyone on here has got their own show. So it's quite an interesting balance.
Definitely, mate. Definitely. Yeah. And what was I going to say? Here we go. Jody's getting some Vegemite very soon too, so stay tuned for that. There's going to be.
Did you just say Vegemite?
Yeah, Vegemite. Yeah, Vegemite.
Brad and I are sending Jody a care package.
Well, there's nothing nicer than
then a little bit of that on some nice hot toast with
butter. Oh, yeah, it is. That is delicious. So nice.
Yeah, Chris Voss. I have not, I'm not acquired that taste.
Chris Voss.
No.
Well, there you go. Nat Marie, there you go. That's your new little thing you can do. Do a Vegemite tasting online live.
Yeah, definitely. You can say this. Family
all right, let's wrap up. We've got to go.
Like, why are you doing Vegemite? You should be doing Marmite. You were brought up on the Marmite.
Oh my god!
All right, thanks, girls, being on. Appreciate it. Thanks, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
That just stopped for some reason, and okay.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more Tech Talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!